role, and he was claiming that I am the Mahdi, Allah Ta'ala send me, and you people must take bath on my hand, pledge on my hand. And after 2 weeks, somehow, with the help of Pakistani army, they were able to capture them and kill them, and they make the Haram Sharif clean and open for everybody. So this was happened in 1979. Those people are interested to know more detail about it. They can go to on Google and see some YouTube's videos. You will find it. But these kind of claims, now and then people are doing. But according to Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as I said, that Imam Mahdi will appear towards when the Muslims, Ummah, throughout the world will be under the persecution, zulam, and oppression, and there will be no justice. There will be chaos all over, and people will just kill each other. There will no respect, there is no safety, there is no protection. In this kind of scenario, when the people will be just, fed up with their lives, and they will look for the protection and peace, at that time, this Imam Mahdi, who will be from Medina Munawwara, and he will run, he will flee from Medina because of this zulam and oppression, and he will end up into the Haram Sharif, Kaabatullah. And he will be making tawaf of Kaabatullah. And it said in the hadith that overnight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his condition and he will become very, very righteous person. And while he will make tawaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose him and put in the hearts of the people that people will recognize him. And they will force him that you are our imam and we will follow you. And please, guide us towards the right path and bring the, justice, adl, and the peace in this land. So he will refuse. He said, no, I am not fit for this. And this is the sign of the true leader. The true leader is not that one who is forcing or demanding for the leadership that, make me leader and I will rule. He's wrong. A true leader always hides himself. He does not come out and he doesn't like to be exposed. He doesn't like, to take the leadership on his shoulder, on his hand. Like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, so people will had no leadership. So they came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He was saying, no, I am not capable of it. Go to the Umar, go to the Uthman, go to Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. So he was mentioning some other Sahaba's name, but he said, no, I am not fit for this. So this is the sign of the true leadership. They don't demand, but people force them to become their own leaders. And then, alhamdulillah, Allah's nusrat, Allah's help with them and the guide towards the right path. Nevertheless, so he will make tawaf. While he will make tawaf, people will recognize him. And Rasulullah is given the sign, his physical appearance also, that he will have the forehead a little wider than normal size. Our forehead is like this one. His forehead will be a little wider, and his nose will be a little sharper, long nose, and he will look very, very pretty, very handsome. And ulama said, from the Rasulullah, in one of the hadiths of Rasulullah has mentioned that he will be from my family, from the progeny of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, my daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And his name will be on my name, and his father's name will be on the name of my father, meaning right, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So his name, Imam Mahdi's original name will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad son of Abdullah. And from the father's side, he will be from the progeny of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, who is the elder son of Hazrat Ali and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And from the mother's side, his lineage will be from Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. So he would become combination of Hassan and Hussein, Hassanain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he will be very handsome and very good looking person. So people will you know force him, and then they will take bait on his hand, a pledge on his hand between the Maqam Ibrahim and Rukne Yamani. You know that corner, Kaabatullah has four corners. One corner is Rukne Yamani, other corner is Hajri Aswad, and there are two other corners. So he will be standing between the Rukne Yamani and Maqam Ibrahim. There is a stone under the cage, a golden cage where people perform two rakat salat after completing the tawaf. So that place was the stone on which Hazrat Ibrahim was standing while he was building the Kaabatullah. So that stone is there. It's called Maqam Ibrahim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُسَلَّى, that you people must pray your salat at the place called Maqam Ibrahim. So alhamdulillah, after the tawaf, if you have time or space over there, they prayed two rakat of salat after tawaf at the place called Maqam Ibrahim. So Imam Mahdi will be standing between Rukne Yamani and Maqam Ibrahim, and their people will come to him and they will take bait on his hand. And then he will lead the people. He will be the leader of the people, commander-in-chief of the Muslim army. And then by force, he will establish the peace and justice on the land. To that extent, no one will stay hungry or no one will be afraid of anybody. And he will rule in such a way, according to one riwayat, Rasulullah said he will rule 7 years or 9 years or 8 years. There are different of riwayat. But most probably the most authentic riwayat is that he will rule about 7 years. And within these 7 years, it will be fully justice on the land and fully peace on the land. Tranquility. So, you know, even the earth will bring up whatever it's inside. Like the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, exactly is this. Faqad qala Rasulullah ﷺ, yanzilu bi ummati bala'un shadidun. Prior to Imam Mahdi, the very great and severe trial and tribulations and the oppression will widespread onto the land. Min sultanihim hatta yadhiqul arda anhum. To that extent, that earth will become so narrow and squeezy for the people to survive on the surface of the earth. Fayab'asullahu rajulan, in that condition, when people will be so fed up and they will be so scared of the life and there will be no peace and justice at all. So in that kind of environment, in that kind of condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down one person. And min itrati, rajulam min itrati, he will be from my family. Fayamla'ul ardu qistan wa adlan, so he will fill the land with the peace and with the insaf and with the justice. Kama mulya zulman wa jawran, likewise before his appearance, a land will be full of mischievousness, oppression, zulam, and the calamity and the chaos. Yarda sakinu samai wa sakinu ardi, yarda anu sakinu samai wa sakinu ardi, that the people of the earth will be very happy with him, with his leadership, and people of the sky, meaning all the angels, also will be happy with him. La tadkhiru al-ardu shay'an min badariha illa akhrajathu, a land, the earth will not keep any seed inside. I mean, whatever they will plow into the farm, it will grow immediately. The earth will become fertilized. And then very quickly, the things will grow from the land. It will not hide any seed inside. وَلَا السَّمَاءُ مِنْ قَطْرِهَا إِلَّا سَبَّتْهُ, and not a sky or any cloud will hold any drop of water. You know, sometimes we see the cloud is full of water. It looks very black, but it doesn't rain. It doesn't pour the water, because remember, every cloud has been appointed and controlled by the angels. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command them to rain, then only the angels bring the water onto the ground. And to that extent, it comes in the riwayat that with every drop of the rain, there is an angel appointed. Imagine, every drop of the water coming from the sky, there is one angel appointed it for it. So the job of that angel, the duty of that angel is, he brings the drop all the way from the cloud, from the sky, to the ground, to the earth, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to rain that particular drop. And when drops come into the ground, then that angel's duty is completed. Until then, he safeguard the drop of water. That's how Allah's system, unseen system, is so perfect, so profound, is out of imagination. Can you believe when the rain is pouring in the rainy season, how fast the raindrops come out? We don't even think and imagine that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine with every drop, the angel is coming and guiding the drop where to you know, go. So this is what it is said. So in his time, because of the Imam Mahdi's justice and adl, that even the sky will not hold any single drop in it, but it will rain onto the earth in particular way. وَيَعِيشُ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ أَوْ ثَمَانِ سِنِينَ أَوْ تِسْعًا. And he will stay amongst the people as a ruler, as a king, as a Khalifatul Muslimin for 7 years or 8 years or 9 years. So Allah knows best. Another riwayat, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tadhhabu dunya hatta yamliku al-arab rajulun min ahli bayti. That qiyamah will not take place, the dunya and world will not be destroyed. La tadhhabu dunya means the world will not be destroyed, will not come to the end until yamliku al-arab, until one person from my family will rule over the Arab Peninsula. That is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The dunya will not end, the world will not end until one of my family member will rule this Arab Peninsula. Yuatiu ismuhu ismi. His name will be like my name. Another hadith, Hadith Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, qalat samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqulu al-mahdi min itrati min awladi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Imam Mahdi will be from my progeny, from my family, as I've said earlier, a combination of Hadith Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anha. And why it is that so? Because after the shahadat of Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an at Kufa, the next ruler was Hadrat Hassan, the elder son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on the Yemen side, Hadrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an declared himself as Khalifatul Muslimin. So now Muslim Ummah has been divided. Half of the Muslims were following Hadrat Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan, and half of the people are following Hadrat Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was about to, these two groups of both sides of Muslims, both sides of believers, they were about to clash with each other, they were about to attack on each other because of the khilafat, because of this claim, who will be the next ruler. So Hadrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, within 6 months, he stood up and he made a peace treaty with Hadrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, oh Muawiyah, you rule. I don't, because of me, any Muslim must be killed and should be bloodshed onto the Mubarak ground of Madinah Munawwara. I don't like it. I rather give up my position. I rather sacrifice my position. I don't want to be a Khalifatul Muslimin. You enjoy your Khilafat. I am stepping out. I am stepping down. So he gave up his Khilafat, although he was entitled to be a Khalifa, rightly, you know, after the Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, but he sacrificed his position for the sake of Muslim Ummah. And that was a very great sacrifice. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored that from his progeny, someone will come, which is called Imam Mahdi, and he will become a ruler of the Muslim Ummah, and Muslim Ummah will follow him and respect him. That will the giving back to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed. Now, while he will be ruling, then Dajjal will appear. And then Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with his followers, you know, will try to attack and defend the Muslim Ummah from the fitna of Dajjal. But Dajjal will be leading on the other side. He will have lots of strength and power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him extraordinary things that he will show, the kind of miracles. So inshallah I will go with Dajjal tomorrow, but just to mention a little bit that is the time when Hazrat Imam Mahdi will try to protect the Muslim Ummah one side, and he will fight against the Dajjal, but the Dajjal will be more stronger compared to Hazrat Imam Mahdi, and Imam Mahdi will not be able to kill him or succeed over him. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend, and he will descend in the Damascus, the Jami Masjid of the Damascus on the Minarat with Jibreel salam and Mikael alayhi salam, and it will be Fajr Salat, and Imam Mahdi will be the Imam, and he will pray Fajr Salat behind Imam Mahdi, and then after the Salat he will take over, and then he will kill the Dajjal. Inshallah, I'll go through with step by step. But just to end Imam Mahdi's subject, you know, we have a difference of opinion, like Shia also believe Imam Mahdi. But their belief in Aqidah is totally different than our Aqidah in faith. As I said, Imam Mahdi right now is not. He will only appear at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied before the Qiyamah, when the chaos will spread out, and that's the time all of a sudden he will appear while he will make tawaf and people will take the bath on him. As Shia people regard, there are 12 imams in the Shia sect. Number one imam is Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. They start from Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. The first imam is Hazrat Ali, then the second Hazrat Hussain, third is Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhuma, and then fourth one Hazrat Hussain's son, Ali ibn Hussain, which is called Zainul Abidin, and then Imam Jafar, then Imam Baqir and Musa Qazim. So this is the lineage until the 11th imam. The 11th imam was Hassan Askari. And 11th imam, according to historians, has no child, because one after the other, the father used to pass away and his son used to become the imam. So it comes all the way till the 11th generation. And when Hazrat Hassan Askari was imam, then he has no son. But they made a story here that yes, he has one son from his maid, not the real wife, but his maid. And her name, she was a European, and her name was Nargis. And because it was not from the wife, it was from the maid, that's why they were hiding that son of Hazrat Hassan Askari. People were not aware of it. People didn't know about it. So all the time they were hiding, and he was about 5 or 6 years old. Then he took away, when Hazrat Hassan Askari passed away, when he died, then it's supposed to be his son becoming imam. But at that time, because he was so young, he took all those barakat, tabarukat, whatever it has, and is hide into the one of the cave. And no one knows where he is hiding. So since then, the Shia people are waiting for the Imam Ghaib. They call it Imam Ghaib, which is a 12th imam. And this 12th imam will come as the Imam Mahdi. They also call it Imam Mahdi, but they think differently. He's already born from the time of Hazrat Hassan Askari. So many centuries passed and is still hiding in one of the cave. And prior to the Qiyamah, he will come out with all his tabarrukat, and then he will lead the people according to them, and he will be the Imam Mahdi. That is called, they call Imam Ghaib, a hidden imam. But we don't believe in that. There is no proof of it. So according to the Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'ah, our Aqidah is that Imam Mahdi is not right now in existence, but Imam Mahdi will appear before the Qiyamah, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide about him to come up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change him overnight. He will transfer, he will not be so pious or righteous person prior to that one night, and all of a sudden during the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transfer him and he will become very pious, very righteous person, and then he will flee from Madina Munawwara, he will come to Makkah Mukarrama and he will make the tawaf of the Kaaba. That's the time people will recognize him and then they will took the... So when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend, they will hand it over leadership to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Then Isa alayhi salam will look for the Dajjal. And the moment they will see Isa alayhi salam will start melting, and Isa alayhi salam will kill him with the spear. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about the Dajjal. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand, practice about. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Love it.
Love it.